The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
We are back with the second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 28 June 2011. We have Mr. Robert Chapman, Mr. Robbie Noel. And before we go to our next caller, Bob, Germany is inking quite a few deals with China. It seems like China is the only viable country with any investment money. And it's kind of fascinating. They're reaching out around the globe. I was shocked the other day to pick up the Austin Un-American Statesman, and they figured this was important enough to hit the fourth page. San Francisco-Oakland Bridge, another contract win for China. They're building the new Bay Bridge from Oakland to San Francisco. And huge sections of these bridges are being put on ships and shipped some 6,500 miles to California. And, gosh, that's what I want to do, is I want to build a bridge with Chinese steel. These people can't get too much right. Mistakes are made. And they're multi-million-dollar mistakes. More of this is coming here in the U.S. The EB-5 program connected to China and the foreign trade zones, 32 of which are in Texas alone.
One of the first things I noticed when I got to South Africa was how Tata, which is the Chinese trucks, they call them Tatas.
Okay.
the proliferation of Chinese autos in South Africa. I mean, Ford still is the big dog with Volkswagen, but without question, Chinese motor companies number three.
Well, and you know, it's interesting talking about driving and cars. And in Europe, almost half the households in Europe, they let their cars go. Now, I just saw sales figures today. I do believe it was Honda. Worldwide, Honda Motor Company only sold 137,000 units worldwide. I didn't know that public transportation was that good in Europe, that they'd give up their independence to go where they will, where they want, when they want. But evidently it's becoming a little bit too expensive to own a car in Europe. Geez, is that really unexpected? Shove us all into major cities, buffer out everything. We got to rewild. And by the way, too many humans in one space start to do.
$7 a gallon over there or thereabouts.
Well, it's been that way in England for how many yeah. years? I don't, you know, it fascinates me. When are the English people done? I mean, have they just given up on anything that has to do with freedom or self-choice? Because it seems like the English people are rolling over for anything the bureaucrats want to shove down their throats. I think we're looking at literally a beaten people. They've given up. They've got their hands in the air. We'll break. 800-313-9443. No question too large. No question too small. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, we just can't pay for the infrastructure. The economic crisis, tax receipts are down, budgetary crunches, not only at the federal level, but at the state level. We just don't have any way of fixing our infrastructure. Well, it's said that we need between $2 and $3 trillion just to bring our nation's roads, bridges, infrastructure, water treatment, do the updates, just to bring them up to minimal safety standards, $2 to $3 trillion. See, we can't afford that anymore. That's why the Chinese are there. And geez, what a wonderfully engineered project that was. Most favored nation status. Let's trade with the commies, and now they're coming to America in the millions. Fascinating setup. Rather fascinating. Mona in California. Hello, Mona.
Hi. I had a plumber a couple of months ago from Iceland tell me that not only did they drive the bankers out of Iceland, but they are hunting them down. Then, in California, I'm seeing a bunch of no-talent, bloated bureaucracies screaming and demanding more and more money from the taxpayers. So my question is, what are we seeing when we look at Greece?
Bob, you want to take that one?
Well, Greece, we see an historic perspective going back to 1974, David Rockefeller, convincing the military junta that had taken over for 2 years that the communists were going to come and get them, and reminded them of the 1948 war, the people versus the communists, which the communists lost. And they sold them a whole bunch of military equipment, and that's what started all of this. And as regimes passed, what happened was they got worse and worse. George Papandreou's father, Andres, a self-proclaimed Marxist, was the PM in Greece for 3 or 4 years during the mid-80s, and it was probably the most corrupt government in centuries in Greece. I mean, this guy stole everything that wasn't nailed down. And so you ask, where does Greece stand in this? The people are really disturbed. They've been lied to. They didn't know things were as bad as they were. I have a letter in tomorrow's issue from someone who is Greek, who lived in the United States and went back. He said, one of the things I noticed that several years ago was we want to loan you money. This is the banks, not only Greek banks, but foreign banks. And if you're in trouble and you can't pay it, we'll get you a bigger loan so that you can pay off the money that you owe already, and it's a consolidation and those sort of things. So the bankers are directly responsible for this. So what the demonstrators are saying is, don't you dare pass any legislation that is going to give away as collateral anything that belongs to Greece. And that's the end of it. And if you do, we're going to kill you.
Well, I'm really glad to know that, Bob, but it looks to me coming through the media as if they're being portrayed like a bunch of thugs. Is my perception the same as everybody else's?
Well, I think, like, we'll take today as an example. The police were clashing with demonstrators, but there was nothing outrageous about it. They used some tear gas. People were running around, but it wasn't serious like we've seen in other places. They're there to just not create violence. They're there to let the people in Congress know that if you do what you want to do, then we're going to overthrow the government. In fact, the military and the police said that if Congress passes what has been presented to them by the EU and the bankers and the IMF, that they will overthrow the government. Well, you didn't read that in our press or in our media because they wouldn't allow you to see that. But that's what they said. And I have the article, actually the link, from the European newspaper in tomorrow's issue.
Yeah, I have not been getting that information. Thanks a lot, Bob. That's what I wanted to know.
All right.
Get the forecaster. You'll know everything.
Thank you, Mona.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Let me encapsulate this by a long-dead president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. See, these guys knew. They had some pretty staunch cohorts, Andy Jackson and the like, that understood exactly what a Federal Reserve type of system, centralized banking here in the United States, would mean, knowing full well that it was connected to the internationalist, and specifically to the internationalists that were out there doing business, and their best buds and pals, of course, are the banks. Jefferson wrote, and here's the, he's often quoted, but not in its entirety, in the context of the banks, he said, the central bank is an institution of the most deadly hostility existing between the principles and form of our Constitution. If the American people allow their private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until the children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Does that not describe the situation in America today? Does it not describe the situation in Greece? Does it not describe the situation in all developed countries? Not the third world yet to be wannabe democracies, or somebody else wanting them to be a democracy And, of course, when they say that word, the democratization process means that you have the fiat bankers firmly entrenched in your country. Bob, these people were brilliant. They understood the dangers of centralized and, more importantly, fiat-based currency banking.
They certainly did.
Yeah, pretty
smart.
And
they warned us and warned us and warned us, and nobody's listening, except a handful of people.
You were going to say, Robbie?
Oh, pretty smart, dead white guys.
Marlon in Pennsylvania. Hello, Marlon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Great show. Robbie is so great. Great to have you back.
Thank you, sir. It's great
I
to
just
be
had,
back.
I bought some silver from you a couple of years ago. Fantastic. I love it. But I just have a couple of questions. And is there any news on that, the ripoff of 401Ks, IRAs from the Congress?
Nothing new.
No?
Nothing new. We've seen a few people pick up on what I've been writing, and, you know, maybe a half dozen. But that's about it.
Yeah.
I think people are afraid to approach it or talk about it. And we know that this legislation, it's just a question, when are they going to get at a number and try it?
You know, those maggots are going to do it.
Well, I don't know for sure, but it's sure all indications are there.
Fantastic. What's your take on the situation in Libya? That really bothers me. I think that the central banks are pissed off and they want to take it over. They want their banking in there because those people are doing so good.
But they also want what Muammar Gaddafi has. He's got, I don't know if you went to our website and saw Wayne Madsen's report.
Yes, yes, I listened to Wayne Madsen. Well, I tried to, and now he's, who knows where he is.
Well, and a couple of weeks ago, he was on the ground in Tripoli. He was there talking to the people. He was on state-run television over there, uncensored. And the very next day, people were stopping him in the street and thanking him for reporting the truth. You're an American that's telling the truth. And I expect him to return to the nest here before too long, but he's been globetrotting. But the people, here's the bottom line. The people, they're trying to do a coup. CIA, MI6, and the rest of the Klan is over there trying to start a coup. It is falling apart. Muammar Gaddafi is a monster to people like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. He's not a monster to the Libyan people. He's been there for 40 years. It was in 1951 where they broke away from Italy, and they've been doing their own thing over there. Muammar's got 145, 150 metric tons of gold. He's got huge aquifers, freshwater aquifers, probably the largest in all of Africa. But he's got something more important that they cannot stand, and that's the backing by the, and I do mean the vast majority of people in Libya.
I know, John. I read American Free Press.
Well, listen, the reason the administration released the strategic oil reserves, 60 million barrels, in large part was to make up for the oil lost from Libya.
And it's enough to help for 30 days, and that's the end of it.
Just that. I live in Pennsylvania, and they're drilling like crazy for this Marcellus shale. It's a nightmare for residents. I mean, these fracking trucks are everywhere, these water trucks. In my town here, there's already been 3 houses have exploded because the gas is coming up into their water wells and invading their home, and you can't smell it. They do something, a pilot light, boom. It's insane.
1 minute you're here, and the next minute you're gone.
It's unreal, John.
I'm telling you. All right, anything else there, Marlon?
No, just, you know, I sent a contribution a while back and got some cards. All I wanted was cards, and, you know, I try like hell to help. I'm a single dad, twin daughters who just turned 15.
Oh, boy.
And they're my best buddies.
All right, hey,
I got
Marlon.
On the right trail.
Please do. All right, we'll be right back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Alrighty, we're back. We're joined by Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
You trying to wake me up with that music?
Only if I knew you were sleeping.
Well, hey, I have to wake up. 40 more minutes, you know, it's time for life, liberty, and all that jazz.
Alrighty.
Thanks for having me join early. To the audience, John and I spoke a little earlier in the day about an email that I'd received, and although I will not recant the entire email, it's really a question for Bob. Bob, it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat, but this email was in relation to a program that's out there in the Netherlands, and I don't mean the country, the alleged alternative media. And it has to do with this somewhat scintillating story that Zero Hedge put out a week and a half ago regarding the fact that people would no longer be able to buy gold and silver after July the 15th on the Forex. Now, Robbie's covered this subject numerous times because the questions keep coming up. We get calls every day. Oh, what is this? I can't buy gold and silver after July 15th. The problem is one of these other networks went on with a host and an owner of the network, specifically going on for close to an hour, flat just telling their audience that it was over. July 15th was the end. They could no longer buy gold and silver, and therefore, if they wanted to do it, they needed to pick the phones up right then and there and call and place their orders. What are your opinions of situations like this? This is insanity.
Well, first of all, the rule under the Dodd-Frank legislation pertains to the Forex market. There are some small players in that market, but generally speaking, they're big hitters, professionals. And what they're saying is, we want to stop you from shorting the dollar and going long gold and silver. And Forex is now engaging in gold and silver contracts. So by law, they've stopped that. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything else. Gold, silver, coins, bullion, shares, knickknacks, jewelry, or anything else. Now, the story, in part, reporting the July 15th drop-dead date for the end of the use of Forex, which I just described, was correct. The supposition by Tyler Dryden that this was a precursor to a move toward confiscation is absolute rubbish.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
And I called the other network, and I told them that. And I said, what are you talking about? You people have got your head someplace that it shouldn't be. And, in fact, I called him twice on it. And it's just
so
a load of
then
garbage.
It sounds
now,
like you know exactly
there's one thing
I'm
I want to
about.
Say here. Either Tyler Dryden is sensationalizing this thing to get subscriptions, or, secondly, he's dumber than dumb, or thirdly, is he a shill for the U.S. government? I mean, all three choices are not very
I mean, Zero Hedge, I mean, there have been a number of other occasions where, you know, he shall I say, posts alarmist headlines.
So why? Why does he do that? What do you think?
Well, you know, your ego is stroked by how many hits you have on your website, you know. So maybe he was looking, because there's no question it's a very popular website.
Well, I have one question for you guys. If July 15th, the drop-dead date, and we know that that's not going to happen, what's going to be the excuse for doing business on July 16th?
Exactly. Are they going to come up and say, oh, gee, the rules change. I guess it's okay. We can keep selling you gold and silver.
Well, Jeff,
that they use sensationalizing
the whole thing
stuff.
Is nothing but a lie.
Yeah,
I mean, face
look,
it for what it is.
You know, it could actually have a beneficial effect on gold and silver prices. You know, obviously, if you buy into the concept that those over-the-counter transactions were also the purview of people like J.P. Morgan, who I find interesting this week that Coca-Cola is contemplating legal action against J.P. Morgan for manipulation of aluminum prices.
That's correct, and we had it in the forecaster last week.
Jeff,
nobody pays attention.
Jeff, you and Robbie have both been witness to every confidence game, every manipulation of people's minds to move them. I mean, the one upside to this, I'll be honest, the one upside, it will spur sales for a short amount of time. And that's a good thing because the metals, gold is right at $1,500, silver, I think, what, 34 something. And that's great. People move in and they buy at that price. We all know it's going up. But we're talking about people that have been operating for some 25 years now.
It reminds me of Y2K.
It does. Yeah. It does. And it goes to the credibility, and it hurts us all that are in the market to sell gold and silver to the general public. A calmed reason approach is not telling you Chicken Little was right and on the 16th the sky is going to be down around your head. It's irresponsible.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I am under the impression that Mr. Bennett is going to give us our special for the day, but before he does that, we have at the network, and I ask Mr. Bennett early in the day for pricing on St. Gaudens. We have three of those dated 1923, 1924, and 1927. Now, everybody else out there is getting what, Jeff, $1,650 for these things?
Actually, most people are getting well in excess of $1,700 for them.
Really?
Yeah, and it's insane. They're getting outrageous markups for them, maybe the very high 16s, low 17s. Based on what you and I spoke of and the condition factor, I think that we probably $1,650 is a very fair price on a per coin basis. Mm-hmm. And yet, if some lucky buyer or investor, whatever you wish to call it, wants to call the network and take all three of them, you'll get $20 off per coin,
which comes to $1,630 a piece.
$1,630 each. That's an excellent price. That is just slightly over literally wholesale. And it's a great buy for anybody who's wanting to add some, $20 double eagles, specifically St. Gaudens. It's been interesting because when you first contacted me last week about the other ones, it's not real common to find raw, unslabbed St. Gaudens gold pieces.
Yeah.
Liberties, yes. Not very common to find St. Gaudens. So for somebody looking to, pick up something at a very, very fair price, it's a great buy. I would say give the network a call on that one, but as you wish to call it.
We only have three of them, 800-724-2719. First caller that wants all three, 20 bucks off a piece, $16.30 each, and that is a good price. As Jeff said, he priced them out, and a lot of guys out there, you know, the honest people that just want to take care of you and service your needs. Well, they'll service you out of $1,700 or more a piece.
Oh, yeah.
Take all three of them, $16.30 a piece.
So, well, we had that happen a few months ago.
I think Jeff's being a little conservative there.
For raw ones, what do you think
I mean, they're asking silly money for those out there right now.
And they shouldn't get them.
But, you know.
Well, it's happening by the same kind of people that pulled the Forex trading scam.
Oh, sure.
And I don't like it.
All they have to do, and this is what I never understood, you know, we're trying to supposedly set examples of how business should be done honestly and forthrightly.
No, but when you when you have the privilege of having a microphone in front of you, you have added responsibility to you have a responsibility to your listeners to give them the straight skinny, not to hype something.
I have a responsibility myself to look at myself in the mirror the next day.
There you go. Well, that's the big one, too.
You know?
Well, I remember a Halloween broadcast that was done on the WWCR some years ago, so we'll let that conversation go.
Uh-oh. No skeletons in the closet, eh?
I still have that master tape, Robbie. It's unbelievable.
At any rate, Jeff, you've got a special. Special for the listeners.
I am frankly really excited about this one, more than I have been in quite a while. But before I get to it, I need about 15 seconds. A news alert came out just about 10 minutes before I joined you on the program. Bank of America is closing in on an agreement to pay $8.5 billion to settle claims from a group of high-profile investors that lost money on mortgage-backed securities purchased before the U.S. housing collapse.
And who are they paying off?
Well, get this. The deal would end a nine-month fight with a group of 22 investors that hold more than $56 billion in mortgage-backed securities at the center of the dispute. But what about all the homeowners that got shafted along the way? I guess they just don't count. Once again, the big boys take care of the big boys, and everyone else gets the shaft. So, anyway. On to this. I got a call from our supplier actually early yesterday morning with an absolutely amazing offer. And for those of you who have received our email today or who are email alert from Republic Trading Group or have taken a look at the offering on the site, it is an amazing one. I never made any bones about it. I've been a collector / investor or whatever for over half a century. I have only been privileged to hold these coins we're going to offer you in my hand once or twice, and it is with a tremendous amount of pride and really a huge smile that we at Republic Trading Group, Robbie and myself, are able to offer literally this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to acquire beautiful gold coins from the Italian state of Sardinia. Last time I saw any of these standard European fifth-ounce issues was in the mid-1990s, Even then, I only had 5 coins. They were in my possession for nearly a decade, and in the vernacular, it began to rain, and I was forced to part with those historical gems. My umbrella was needed. If you folks out there who have been acquiring goods from Republic Trading Group for the last 6-7 years or more, predominantly from Robbie or myself, if you've been acquiring other pre-33 golden gems from Europe and some of the South American countries, then, frankly, you owe it to yourself to acquire as many of these coins as you can afford just to bolster up your, shall we call them, holdings. Remember, as I've said before, it is not important to be a collector, but to make it appear like you are a collector. We don't know what the economy is going to bring. Let me share a little bit with you about these coins. They were struck between, I apologize, 1831 and 1849. They depict Carlo Alberto, who was, you know, the ruler at that point in time. But if you begin to look at the historical aspect, the Italian states, Sardinia, the Kingdom of Sardinia, Cyprus, Jerusalem was involved. It is an amazing coin to find. Never having seen more than five at a time, we've come up with an amazing collection of these things. His son, he was forced to pretty much abdicate his position in 1849 after a major military loss. They never could figure out if he was a conservative or a liberal. The guy had massive love for his state of Sardinia, but he stepped down and turned the rulership over to Victor Emmanuel. And many of you have acquired some of the Victor Emmanuel Italian 20 lira pieces. Victor Emmanuel became the first king of Italy. These are an exquisite coin. I have found these, believe it or not, on the internet selling for $395 a piece and up. We can acquire smaller quantities for $327 each. That's for less than 20 coins. We certainly have got 20-coin packages available. The price drops like $4 a coin. 20-coin pack for $6,460. There's a 40-coin break price, which drops the price another $4. And for those who want to really jump on and grab a 100-coin mega pack, your price is going to drop down to $315 a coin. That's a $12 drop off the price of just buying one or two or three or four or five coins. As always, the Bob Chapman special offering is included here. Purchase a minimum of 20 coins. You know what? I'm going to do something different. You drop it down to a minimum of 15 coins, and you will receive your choice of the free subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter, a subscription renewal, a gift subscription, or free shipping. But there's one caveat. You buy the 100-coin mega pack, you'll not only get your choice of the newsletter, of the renewal, of the gift subscription, but I'll also give you the free shipping. You want to give Robbie and I a call tonight on this one. I don't know what the numbers are going to be. I don't know how long it's going to last. It's going to be up to those of you who have found something truly spectacular. You want to see what they look like, go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, click on the treasure hunt, take a look at it. By the way, Carlo Alberto, the first time I ever saw this coin, said, "This guy looks like Richard Nixon." I hate to tell you that. You look at the picture and you'll understand. Also, if you get to the website, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this right now, some expanded stuff on silver, the commemorative selection in the commemorative modern-day silver dollars. Remember, these are the same size, weight, and purity as old Morgan and Peace dollars. It is expanded. There's some Lewis and Clark, some Thomas Edison's, and there's many others. You can pick up a complete roll of those, and that's mix and match or all of one if we can do it. $675, by the way, each roll contains 15.5 ounces of net pure silver content. So whatever you want to give us a call on tonight, it supports the network. It helps you bolster up your own holdings. Call us at 1-800-691-7898. You can also shoot us out an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Be glad to take care of whatever your needs are. We'll get this moving forward. These are great offerings, but I love the gold more than anything on this particular one just because of the scarcity of it. And by the way, even though it is a much, much rarer issue, you're not paying so-called rare coin money. The same kind of general, let's call it markups or premiums that we're having to pay than we would for the more common French roosters and things of that nature.
All right.
It's a great buy.
You've got 17 minutes until Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz with Jeffrey Bennett. And the number to call him is 800-691-7898. And just in case they get confused, Jeff, and you get to call for those St. Gaudens, the 1923, 1924, 1927.
We'll get it cared for.
All righty. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Robert. We'll see you again soon, and thanks
Absolutely
for your participation. And thanks for your everyone's participation in this ongoing Forex nonsense.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate it, Jeff. Let's jump back to the phones. These fine folks have been holding. Patrick in Arkansas. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I have a question for Bob.
Yes, sir.
It might be a simple question. Bob, I was wondering how the free market functions or operates in the planned economies of the modern industrial nations.
Well, which one in particular?
Well, ours.
Did you have something in mind?
In the U.S., I believe that we've had a planned economy since World War II. How does free market operate?
Well, I think it's evolved into that. I don't think it really went back that far. I think in the 1980s we started to see that to happen, and And it's been accompanied, of course, by many other things, such as the concentration of competition, an elimination of companies, and blatant examples of violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. But they don't care about that because nobody pays any attention to that anymore, just like they don't pay any attention to the Constitution. So what we have coming in is a loss of competition, a monopolization within industry and services, and I think that trend will continue until the economy gets in real serious trouble. They've got trouble now, this credit crisis, et cetera, but not the kind of trouble that we're really going to get into. And so this state planning is just another form of socialism, only in this case, it's corporate socialism, and it's fascism. And if you go back and look at the 1930s in Italy and Germany, you'll find the same thing.
Well, and Patrick, let me also throw in there, as far as planning the economy,
yes.
The planned destruction of America through the fiat system and centralized bank, commonly referred to as the private enterprise of the Federal Reserve, this was a grand plan that was laid out to bring us into the fruition of world government. And the system itself has a time stamp on it. In other words, there is a self-destruct mode built into it, never lasts more than 100 years. But the planning for world government and one world currency, so everybody can do business transnationally and just do it under international law, whatever they decide that is, the planned obsolescence of every currency and every country's currency to bring them into this trading, I guess you can call it a trading block, if you will. But the bankers are the ones that planned it. They manipulated all the economies, gave them the fiat currency, knowing damn well that you give somebody credit, they're going to overextend that credit, of which every country literally has done. But they managed to hang on, and this thing, we could have slugged this thing on for another several years, save for the fact that the fixes were put in to bring the economies down. So planned economy, but planned obsolescence is probably a better term.
So do you think, John, that the free market only exists in a black market now?
In the black market, people know what they want. They know what they can get for it. There's a simple exchange. Boom, you're out of there.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Wish you the best.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it. Don in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I just returned from the Kremlin of the Northwest, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, God. You know, it's funny you should say that, Don, because the lady that called in from California talking about the bureaucrats out there want to tax people more, they created their mess out there. But years ago, the people, the bureaucrats and the idiots saw what they had done, and they started to migrate to the great Northwest, Washington and Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just strikes me as kind of odd that people in California didn't know that they were driving at 100 miles an hour over a cliff. What the hell were they thinking? You know?
It's pretty California, Oregon.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting things have occurred up there. They have a plethora of windmills along the Columbia River now, east of the Dalles. And also they have hydroelectric power that's abundant that they transmit through lines, high-tension lines to California.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on right now is there's a dogfight between the windmill power and the hydroelectric power because hydro is so inexpensive to operate that the windmill people are starting to complain that they're not getting their fair share of hooking up their power at the rate that they expect to get onto the grid because the rivers are so full of water and the reservoirs are so full they're having to let it go.
So let me reverse this. So the people that have the dams and the hydroelectric, do they complain to the windmill people when the wind blows extra hard for an extra long period of time? Do they cry foul?
Well, That hasn't occurred yet because they got another fight going on with the salmon because they're trying to make sure that they can keep the dams up and running, and they're not taken down because they're trying to save the salmon on the river. So they've got another fight. So, I mean, it's nutty. But there's another little thing that's going on that they just voted on in the state legislature. Foster children get free college education now in Oregon. It was voted.
Really? Well, that's exciting.
So if everybody wants to scam the Oregon government, they can pick up lock, stock, and barrel, whatever. If they don't have a home or anything, go on out to Oregon and then get your family split up, send your child to some foster home, and then they get free college education.
Yeah, like the taxpayers in Nevada can pick up the tab for that one. I just read a report that home sales for the past month dropped another 4%.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how much further you guys can go. I mean, is there more than negative equity or more than negative market in housing in Nevada?
Well, the only saving grace is there's some mining areas like Elko and Outback Nevada where there's not enough houses, and so they've got a viable real estate market out there. But as far as Las Vegas, and Reno's not as bad as Las Vegas, or wasn't as big, but it's
well, wait a minute. The Chinese are riding to your rescue because you've got brand new homes sitting on the market, absolutely empty, sitting out there being vandalized and whatever. Watch your foreign trade zones in Nevada. You're going to probably see an influx in housing sales out there, and the Chinese aren't stupid as to when to go into the market and start buying stuff. Don't worry, you'll probably have maybe 500,000 Chinese running around Nevada. I just hope they gamble.
It's getting pretty cosmopolitan here in Nevada.
Yeah.
One more question I have regarding this big sell-off of the oil reserves for the military.
Mm-hmm.
If they bring the troops home, maybe my thinking is flawed here, but if they bring 10,000 home, they're going to be using a lot less fuel over there in Afghanistan, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And don't they have to keep these refineries chugging along pretty
at consistently? Capacity. Yeah, but you know what? That's kind of a misnomer because it's a troop drawdown, but it's only drawing down the troops that the surge that Obama did to surge what? How many months ago was that, 14, 15 months ago, Bob? So this is
approximately, yeah.
Yeah, so this is kind of everybody's giddy about troop drawdown, but they're just restoring. I mean, this has cost $500 billion for our little foray over there.
What I'm getting at is if they draw this down and if there's less consumption and they have to keep the production on an even keel, what happens to the excess fuel that's going into the reserves?
I don't think there'll be excess fuel. I don't know. Does the government have any money to buy? And is this going to be offset by the returning soldiers, and they're going to be driving their POVs, their privately owned vehicles? I don't know if that's really a factor, Don.
And are we really buying as much fuel at these higher prices as we were before? I mean,
of course not. Demand is down.
Demand is down. So how do they keep the refineries chugging along at the rate and take care of all the vessels that are coming in? You know, in one respect, maybe this Libya thing is a godsend.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
for the refineries, that is.
I don't know.
Because if they have less that they have to deal with, then they can keep their price up.
All right. Don, we got to run, my friend. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Tom in British Columbia. Are the British still there?
There's a few kicking around.
Okay.
Hey, I was going to say it's good to hear the Cuatro Amigos, but I guess we're down to Three Amigos there. Robbie, it's good to hear you back on there with Bob. I enjoyed the banter between you guys.
Thank you.
All right. And I just had two items I wanted to ask you. Was one, I sent an email to you yesterday, John, about the wheat. I have a friend that works on the Wheat Board of Canada. And he's down to a 3-day work week because there's going to be a big shortage this growing season due to weather. And I wanted to see if Bob, his thoughts on that. I understand Russia had a lot of fires. Was that last year in the Ukraine area? And I wonder if that's the same situation. And the second question is we have a referendum coming up
the tax here, we basically had a citizen vote to, it says no to the tax. The government had to go and do a referendum. The government comes out and they say yes to extinguish the tax, no to keep the tax. So for the general dumbed-down public, they've spun it. So yes means no and no means yes. Do you follow me there?
Well, I do, and...
I do because I get Canadian television, yeah. Like, you guys in a lot of hurt, man.
I know. And you know, the other thing I say, I've got, had relatives over from Belfast there last week, and I asked them about the VAT. And you know, when it came out, it was only on essential, it was only on luxury, like boats and this and that. It's on everything. And you know, our HST is on everything. You go for a coffee, you pay HST. And you know, these people here say, oh no, but it's good, I'm saving money. I said, you want to save money? He said, look at Spain. I think it's 22% in Spain, and I believe it's 20% in the UK, and we're at 10% right now. So it's a thin edge of the wedge. You know, they're just going to run that right up.
You know, I wonder why you can't get Canadian television in America.
Well, you can. Kind of. See, what is it? Gosh, the Canadian Broadcasting Company.
Yes,
we get
CBC.
That. Yeah, we get that here.
You do?
Yeah, you have to search the satellite dial to find it, but it's there.
It's educational.
Yeah, as well as Fox News is educational. We lie and
well,
you decide.
But... I guess they just went through a postal strike. I mean, a complete shutdown of the postal service. And it caused all kinds of mayhem. I mean, just imagine if you had no postal service for, I think they've been on strike for about a week or so.
No bills. No.
Yeah, but no bills, no companies have no products. I mean... It's seriously affected the economy.
Let me squeeze in one more call. Thanks for your call, Tom. Appreciate it. Stephanie in Denver. Hello, Stephanie. You had a question about gold and silver law.
Hey there.
Yes.
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me on. Mm-hmm. No time short. Bob, listen to you on a lot of the radio stations. Great to hear you. I just wanted to mention I'm a trader in gold and silver. Been doing this for quite a while. And you guys had mentioned Zero Hedge. I'm not affiliated with Zero Hedge at all, but... actually, they never really sensationalized the gold-silver issue. They actually laid it out very clearly and referenced a lot of information from various sources to clarify exactly what that was about. So I think that's just a little bit of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to listening
to
you in the future.
I'd have to disagree with you. I mean, part of the story made reference to Executive Order 62011, which was part and parcel of the Gold Confiscation Act of 1933.
Correct. But there were a lot of things brought up in the comments that alluded to that, but the general overall flavor of the four posts that reference it really did not sensationalize it. Sorry, I got it back up to zero. Thanks, guys.
Stephanie, thank you for your call. That'll do it for us today. Thank you all for being here. Robbie Noel coming up on the flip side. Mr. Robert Chapman will join us again on a decent telephone next Tuesday. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
The next round of